Thank you. All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello and welcome in to Classic Park in East Lake, Ohio. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. So glad to have you along here with me as the Lansing Lugnuts today play the first of a 6-game series against the Lake County Captains. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Today, the Lugnuts at 0-3 in the second half, 25-44 overall, against the Lake County Captains at 1-2 and 36-33 for the year. The Lugnuts, the High A affiliate of the Oakland A's, and the Captains, the High A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. Let's go through quickly your starting lineups. For the Lugnuts coming into play today, the shortstop Drew Swift will lead off, batting second. In right field, it's Lawrence Butler. Heading third, the third baseman, Jack Winkler. Catcher Tyler Soderstrom hits cleanup. Batting fifth, the DH, Jared McDonald. Heading sixth, in left field, it's Kevin Richards. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Denzel Clark. Heading eighth, the first baseman, Patrick McCall. And rounding off the order, batting ninth, the second baseman, Eurybiel Angeles. Swift, Butler, Winkler. Soderstrom, McDonald, Richards. Clark, McCall, and Angeles. And they will take on the right-hander, Tanner Bibee. Bibee out of Mission Viejo, California, the former college teammate of the former Lugnuts, Saheed Valenzuela, taken out of Cal State Fullerton in the fifth round last year. Now on the other side, the Lake County Captains starting lineup. The Captains managed by Greg DiCenzo, or Greg DiCenzo as he properly pronounces his name, although John Vicari, the voice of Lake County, will call him DiCenzo from time to time. Now, the leadoff hitter for Lake County is their second baseman, a switch hitter, Angel Martinez. Batting second, the first baseman, Joe Naranjo. Hitting third, in right field, it's Alexfri Planez. Batting fourth, the cleanup hitter, is the center fielder, Petey Halpin. In left field, batting fifth, it's Jonathan Rodriguez. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Milan Tolentino. Batting seventh, at third base, it's Gabriel Rodriguez. Heading eighth, the catcher, Mike Amditas. And rounding off the order, batting ninth, the DH today, Quentin Holmes. That's Martinez, Naranjo, Planez, Halpin, Rodriguez, Tolentino, Rodriguez, Amditas, and Holmes. They support Bobby, and they will take on the right-hander. Hailing from Seymour, Connecticut, in his Lansing Lugnuts debut, Jake Walkinshaw at long last will get the ball. Walkinshaw was taken by the Oakland A's in the 36th round back in 2019. There were over 1,000 picks that were made before the A's called Jake's name. And Jake Walkinshaw, after excelling toward the end of last year, really breaking out with the single-A Stockton Ports. This year, he was slated to be one of the members of the Lugnuts starting rotation right from the very start of the year. But Jake Walkinshaw, going through side sessions leading up to the year, something was wrong. He was placed on the injured list on opening day itself. They flew him back to Arizona to get checked out and then rehab. He made a couple of rehab starts in the Arizona Complex League with the A's. And then they sent him up to AA Midland. There was an emergency situation just in case they needed a spare arm. He was there with the AA Rockhounds. He didn't pitch. And now today, he joins the Lugnuts just in time to start this series opener against the Captains. And here comes Lake County taking the field. Two players, three, four, five. The catcher makes six. Here's seven, eight, and lastly nine. The Captains' position players head out. And the very last player was Milan Tolentino. Tolentino, the starting shortstop. At long last, he said, "I'm ready." The Captains are wearing their light blue uniform shirts, the white pants. The caps are a deep navy. The Lugnuts are on the other side wearing their black road jersey. White numbers on the back outlined in gray. Gray Lugnuts across the front of the chest. Gray trousers. Players have caps doffed. We turn it down to the field for our national anthem. It is Tuesday, June the 28th, 2022. It is game number 70 and the Lugnuts' 26th year in existence in the Midwest League since moving from Springfield, Illinois, where the Nuts were the Sultans of Springfield. The Lugnuts' coaching staff features Phil Pohl as the first-year manager. Pitching coach is Don Schulze, hitting coach Javier Godard. The assistant hitting coach is Craig Conklin. Jake Ruthier is the head athletic trainer, Kevin Guile, the sport performance coach, Ben Kropp, the video assistant, and the interpreter for pitcher Shohei Tomioka is Ricky Shimizu. The Lake County Captains defense features Jonathan Rodriguez in left field, Petey Halpin in center, and Alexfri Planez in right. Around the infield, Gabriel Rodriguez is the third baseman. It's Milan Tolentino at shortstop, at second base, Angel Martinez, and at first, Joe Naranjo. Naranjo only stands about 5'8". He has impressed us as a defensive first baseman. The catcher is Mike Amditas. Now to the man on the mound, Tanner Bibee, getting the start here today. Bibee is making his 12th start of the year. Ties Doug Nikhazy for the team lead in that category. But his ERA is 2.83 compared to Nikhazy's 3.38. Bibee, through 54 innings, has struck out 79 batters. Nikhazy, 48 innings, 62 strikeouts. So Bibee has done that in fewer starts. Now, the league has hit 8 home runs against him, but he has walked just 12, he has hit just 1, and the league is batting just 230 against Bibee, the Cal State Fullerton Titan. 6'2", 190 pounds, the right-hander, with the socks pulled up just below the knees. The umpires that he'll be working with, he'll be looking to convince the home plate umpire Ken Jackson. And on the bases, it's Nathan Diedrich. Warm-up pitches are concluded, and we'll see Swift, Butler, and Winkler coming up. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. You can find me via social media at jgoldstrass, J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S. And you can email me, as always, at jgoldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. JGOLDSTRASS at LansingLugnuts.com. We are ready to begin. The time is 7:06. The first pitch called a strike to Drew Swift. A fastball from Bybee. And at 7:06 p.m., we are underway from East Lake, Ohio, east of Cleveland, east of Lake Erie. The kick, the 0-1. Breaking ball away. One ball and one strike. Drew Swift, right-handed hitting shortstop out of Arizona State, wears number 7, picked in the 8th round a year ago by Oakland. Open stance. The pitch. He swings and smacks it to center field. Petey Halpin comes in, but it falls in front of him for a base hit. No perfect game for Lake County. Halpin gets it in. A leadoff single for Drew. So important for the Lugnuts offense to get Drew Swift on. Swift leads the Nuts with 10 steals. He has only been caught stealing once. This is coming off a series for Swift, in which he went just 2 for 21 against Beloit. Now, he did have 2 steals, despite not reaching base all that much. Shadow stretching out to the mound. Lawrence Butler bats left. No score. The pitch. Low and away from Bybee. Ball 1. Lawrence Butler, this past week, taking on the Beloit Skycarp, was 8 for 22. And so his batting average is now up to .258. The right-hander sets. Swift at first, doesn't run. Butler takes ball 2 away, off catcher Amdidis' mitt, but not that far. And it's 2 balls and no strikes on Butler. Lawrence Butler, too. 14 doubles, 2 triples, and 6 home runs. Just in this month of June, hitting .322. The last time that Lake County saw him, he was ice cold because the weather was cold. Bybee holds. Kicks, offers. Butler swings and misses the off-speed. 2 balls and 1 strike. But now, as the weather has warmed, so has Butler's bat. And I think what we will find is, with Lawrence Butler and the man on deck, Jack Winkler, the man after him, Tyler Soderstrom, and Jared McDonald, these hitters are swinging with more confidence than last Lake County saw them. Pickoff, though, over to first base, but Swift back in standing. And Drew Swift, at 6 feet tall, stands a full head above Joe Naranjo, holding him on and staring into the sun. Swift steps away with his lead. Nobody out. He's edging even further. 2 balls and a strike. The pitch to Butler. Fouled up and away off the left side. And back into the seats where there's a throng of fans, all crowded together down the left field line just below the concourse. Two balls and 2 strikes on Butler after the count was 2-0 to start. Bybee gets his sign from Amdidis, deals, Swift runs, pitches up and away, and then Amdidis fumbles the ball on the transfer. It was a semi-pitch out. He had a great chance, but he just could not find the ears. Swift collects stolen base number 11. Count is full. That's a bit of the pressure that Swift, with his speed, puts on the opposing catcher that Amdidis realized he had to transfer and go. Now a 3-2 pitch to Lawrence Butler. Breaking ball hooks in for a called strike 3. That's pretty, and that's strikeout number 1 for Bybee. Bybee with a fastball, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup picked a fine time for Lake County to break off the first curve. And now Jack Winkler. So Jack Winkler's parents, and indeed his entire family, is from the state of Ohio. He is an enormous Cleveland fan, though he was born and grew up in Colorado. This is a home series for him, though. First pitch. He takes low, ball 1. He is going to have great family and fan support throughout these 6 days in just outside of Cleveland in East Lake. But everywhere that you see Winkler walk around, he is wearing his Cleveland Browns cap or his shirt or Cavs gear. Righty-righty, the pitch breaks outside, a slider for ball 2. Not a great chance here to give the Lugnuts the game's first lead. Single by Swift, a steal of second. Butler struck out looking. Now, Tanner Bibee began Butler two balls and no strikes, then came back and got him. Fake of a pickoff throw into second base, whipped back in standing. Winkler did not face Bibee the first time that Bibee took on the Lugnuts. Righty. Here's the 2-0. On the outside corner, strike called. That, too, looked like a sharp slider. In that game for the Lugnuts, base hits for Angeles, Beck, Johnny Butler, and Brett Harris the first time that they saw Tanner Bibee this year. All of those hits were singles. And again, a pivot of bat and a look at the runner at second base. Lugnuts drew one walk against him, struck out five times, including twice by the man on deck, Tyler Soderstrom. Bibee agrees to a sign. 2-1, it's a hitter's pitch. And here it is. Fouled away, over the netting, off to the right. And then down in the crowd. Two and two. There is not a cloud in the sky directly above Classic Park. The only clouds are seen way off in the distance. Bibee's 2-2. Breaking ball, cute foul off to the right side. Winkler out in front. Did catch that piece. Stays alive. So blue skies above. It is currently 73 degrees in East Lake, Ohio. You could not have ordered up better baseball weather. And not even the briefest shade of a breeze rustling the flags in center. Bibee deals. Check swing, it bounced in on appeal. He did not go. Good block by Amdidas. On the count is full on a second straight batter. 0-0, top of the first. Swift at second, one out for the Lugnuts. Butler worked it to 3-2, and then Bibee dropped in a curve for the strikeout. Now 3-2 on Winkler, first base and third base open. Tyler Soderstrom waiting on deck. Here's the pitch. Swift runs. It is hit high in the air out to right field. Planez comes in and down to his left to make the catch, and Swift hurries back to second base. Out number two, Winkler dispatched. Nothing for his family and fans and friends to cheer about yet. Last time that he was here, Jack Winkler gave them plenty to cheer for. Tyler Soderstrom next. Soderstrom comes in hitting 233 with a team-high 11 homers and a team-high 44 runs batted in. He has 13 doubles, 2 triples. This is his 66th game of the year. No Lugnut has played in more games. Left-handed batter against the righty. No score. Swift at second. 2 outs. The pitch. Off speed. Misses down and in. 1 ball and no strikes. As mentioned, Soderstrom 0 for 2. 2 strikeouts this year against Bibee. The kick and the pitch. Low. 2 balls and no strikes on a third consecutive batter. That is not a formula for success moving forward. Bibee so far, though, has towed that tightrope, and he's done so successfully. Strikeout of Butler, fly out to right from Winkler, and now a 2-ball pitch to Soderstrom. Breaking ball is lined to left field. Jonathan Rodriguez in to make the catch, reaching up, and the side is retired. So the leadoff single and stolen base by Swift comes to nothing. The Lugnuts are blanked, and we go to the bottom of the first inning now. Here comes Lake County against the newest Lugnut, Jake Walkinshaw, wearing number 17. That's when we return.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lug Nuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lug Nuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
No Adam Jaxa here with me today, nor tomorrow, but you can expect Adam to rejoin me here in Lake County coming up on Thursday. These will all be night games, 7 p.m. today through Saturday, and then on Sunday the game will start at 5:15. It's the 3rd of July, and that is when they are going to do their fireworks here. Game one of the six-game series. Jake Walkinshaw on the mound for the Lugnuts. Lugnuts did not score in the top half. Now Walkinshaw's first pitch. Angel Martinez, the switch-hitting shortstop, or I should say second baseman, takes a called strike on the inside corner. Martinez, Naranjo, and Planez against Walkinshaw, who kicks and deals. Chopper hit up the middle, swift to his left, grabs it, spins, throws to first base, wide, past McCall. Martinez rushes for second. McCall picks it up, tosses in for second base. One hops off the bag, taken in by Angeles. Martinez is safe. Infield single, and then the throwing error on Drew Swift gets things going. That is Angel Martinez's 43rd hit of the year. And Drew Swift, meanwhile, commits just his third error of the year. It was a great try by Swift, but in the end, left the throw just too far up the line to be handled by McCall. And now here's Joe Naranjo batting left. No score. The pitch. He swings and foul tips it into Tyler Soderstrom's mitt. Strike one. The Lugnuts defense features Soderstrom catching. At first base, Pat McCall, and at second base, Aribiel Angeles. Drew Swift is at shortstop. At third base, Jack Winkler. Right-hander sets, throws. Breaking ball swung at and missed. Strike two. In the outfield for Lansing, in left field, Kevin Richards. In center field, Denzel Clark. And in right field, Lawrence Butler. A check of the runner at second base. A second glance. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Joe Naranjo. First strikeout for Walkinshaw. It is a very pertinent question to ask, as I was asked earlier today by John Vicari, the voice of the Lake County Captains. How long can we expect Jake Walkinshaw to go? Just his third start of the year. The only other two were rehab starts made in the Arizona Complex League. Alexfri Planez takes ball one low and in. And so you would think that they would be cautious and conservative. Walkinshaw maybe a couple of innings, and that would be all. And then Mack Lardner, today's scheduled starter, would piggyback him. But it's early on. He throws, and he yanked it down and away. Two balls and no strikes on Planez. Martinez, the runner at second base. There's one out, no score. The batter, Planez, a right-handed batter. Hitting 254 through 35 games. The pitch, a slider called a strike by the home plate umpire, Ken Jackson. Planez has 8 doubles and 9 home runs. I'll look back at Martinez. And now a spin, but no throw. Second baseman Angeles came over. The leader in home runs on this Lake County squad is no longer here, Jonkenzie Noel, who bashed 19. Walkinshaw with the 2-1. Ground ball up the third base side, but foul wide of the bag. Winkler was covering it to his right. 2-2. The manager struck out Joe Naranjo, therefore the active team leader with 11 home runs. But Classic Park is a home run park. The ball generally here tends to soar and carry, and it plays very small. One on, one out, the pitch. Sliders bounce toward short. Swift is there, grabs, throws to first, and that is right on target for McCall. Out number two, Martinez moves up to third. Strikeout and a ground out after the leadoff infield single in the air. Now if Jake Walkinshaw can get Petey Halpin, he'll have stranded Angel Martinez and held serve against Tanner Bibee with a zero. Petey Halpin's a left-handed batter. Halpin 8-20. The pitch to him. Fastball just missed off the outside corner. One ball and no strikes. Halpin comes in with a batting average of 214. This is his 58th game. Five doubles, three triples, and a homer. Pitch on its way. Fouled away. Whacked off the left side. And bouncing down into the seats. Ball and a strike. It's unusual to see Halpin when you look at his numbers. Only 9 extra base hits, and here he is batting in the cleanup spot, wearing number 4. Left-handed batter with an open stance. He has come up with some crucial hits this year for the Caps. He swings and grounds one, though, to second base. Weak lead on Halas. Throw to first. Out number 3. Side retired, and the inning is over. One hit, one error. Martinez left at third. Walkinshaw puts up a goose egg, and we go to the second, scoreless from Lake County.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
One inning down and no score from Eastlake, Ohio. Off to the top of the second, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Jared McDonald, Kevin Richards, and Denzel Clark are coming up. That's 5, 6, and 7 to challenge Tanner Bibee. It begins with Jared McDonald, so right-hander against right-hander. Usual catcher, DHing today. First pitch, McDonald takes a slider for a called strike one. Jared McDonald comes in hitting 281. This is his 39th game. Bibee holds the glove up in front of his face. Kicks, throws. Slider outside, appeal of a check swing. Didn't go, says Nathan Diedrich up the right side. One ball and one strike. McDonald continues to play well. Went 6-for-18 against Beloit last week. That waving above his right shoulder. Here it comes. He swings and misses a fastball. On the count is 1-2. McDonald in that series. A couple of doubles, another home run. And the thing about McDonald's home runs, they generally tend to go out to center. The pitch, he swings and misses. Struck him out. Second strikeout for Bybee. Four straight batters set down after the leadoff single and steal by Drew Swift in the first inning. Now Bybee against the left fielder, Kevin Richards. Richards just joined the Lugnuts. Played in three games against Beloit. Was 3-for-8 with a double and a homer. Roddy, no score. The pitch, the breaking ball to start him. Strike called by home plate umpire Jackson. Richards is 22 years of age. Arms held up over home plate. Bybee's pitch, swing and a miss. Off speed, nothing in two. Light-colored bat in Richards' hands. Only darkened where there's pine tar and the label midway up. Here it is. He swings and swats it up high in the air into shallow right field. Planez comes in. He calls for it, and he makes the catch. Second baseman Martinez veering to give him space at the very last second. Two outs for Denzel Clark. For Denzel, playing in game number 12 with the Lugnuts. Righty to righty, swing and a miss, strike one. What immediately has become apparent about Denzel is when he hits it, the ball explodes off his bat. 6'5" tall, starting in center field. No score, and a one. Breaks across the inside corner, strike two call. Strikeouts have been a bit of an issue so far. 19 strikeouts in his first 11 games with the Lugnuts. Here's Bybee's pitch. Clark lays off, and it breaks well outside. One ball and two strikes. Clark does have a good eye. Great power, and great speed too. Bybee deals. Again slider, again outside. They tried the appeal, but no, he did not swing. The count goes to 2-2. Shadows have stretched past the pitcher's mound right now. Bybee rocks and throws. Rocketed down the left field line, but foul. And that's what I mean about the ball exploding off his bat. He was hitting them back in Lansing upwards of 108 miles an hour. I mean, when Denzel squares it up, the ball is out of here in a hurry. He was just a little bit early. 2-2. He swings and bounces down toward third. Rodriguez comes in, gloves, throws across his body. Not in time. Denzel Clark beats out the infield single. And then backpedals right back to first base. And now another stolen base threat is on for the Lugnuts. That's why it's so important. If Clark can cut down on his swing and miss, you love that power. But you also love Clark getting on any way that he can. Might be the strongest Lugnut. He's also one of the fastest. He is 3-for-3 in stealing bases in his first 11 games. Patrick McCall bats left. Clark runs, and then he stops as the pitch misses low. Ball one. He was going to try to take it, but then his footing was poor. He stumbled. He staggered on his way down to second base, and that was when he threw it in reverse. Let's see. Drew Swift did steal second base in the first inning against Bybee. There's a pickoff, though, over. Tagged by Naranjo late. Clark reaches back in with the right hand. And Denzel Clark, just like Drew Swift, puts pressure on the pitcher and the catcher. Meanwhile, Patrick McCall watching. Pickoff, though, again. Clark back in. One ball and no strikes on the 6-6 left-handed hitting Pat McCall. Comes in hitting 198 with three doubles and a triple. This would be a fine ballpark for McCall to hit his first home run of the year. No score right now. The pitch outside from Bybee. Two balls and no strikes. McCall was used in a variety of different ways against Beloit. He was used as an emergency left fielder for a couple of games. He was used as an emergency pitcher for a couple of games. Here it comes. McCall takes. Strike called on the outside corner. 2-1. And I'm watching Denzel Clark bounce about on the balls of his feet down at first. As he settles into his runner's crouch, hands just above his knees. Edging away. 2-1. Hitter's count. Bobby sets and throws. McCall takes it just outside. 3-1. The man on deck is the number 9 hitter, Aribiel Angeles. Ivy has his sign. Clark runs. McCall takes ball 4 up high. And the Lugnuts have 2 on the first walk given away by Tanner Bybee. A visit to the mound now by the pitching coach, Caleb Longshore, and the Lake County infielders come around. A strike out of McDonald, a fly out to right by Richards. Denzel Clark was down to the count, 0-2, took a couple of tough sliders, and then he reached by beating out an infield single, a bouncer to third base. But Pat McCall just drew a 5-pitch walk. And this is the sort of inning that has the potential to spiral for Bybee, with the number 9 hitter, but a dangerous hitter at that, and Aribiel Angeles about to come up. And then after him, Swift. And then into the big hitters of Butler and Winkler and Soderstrom. Little Danza Kuduro plays Caleb Longshore back to the dugout. Aribiel Angeles facing Tanner Bybee earlier this year was 1-for-2 with a single against him. What a weird year this has been for Aribiel, although he did have some better swings during the past homestand. Roddy, 2-on-2 out, no score. The pitch, ground ball foul left side, and taken in by the bare hands of third base coach Phil Pohl. On our hands right into the dugout. Right to the hitting coach Javi Godard, who is charting all of this. Aren't so many Lugnuts who are hanging out over the railing. Everybody else is inside that dugout watching from the bench. Clark at second, McCall at first. And 0-1 from Bybee. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Foldham with the off-speed down and away. 0-2. And the outfield, center fielder Petey Halpin is very deep and out toward right center. As a matter of fact, right fielder Planez and left fielder Rodriguez are also very deep. And Angeles is usually just a singles hitter. Clark started early. Bybee steps off the rubber, fires into second. In time. Angel Martinez, the second baseman pitching in, tags him out. And the side retired. Denzel Clark got antsy. Got too far away from the bag. And Tanner Bybee waited him out and picked him off. And we'll have to see Angeles bat in the third inning. A single, a walk, one left. No runs in the game for either team through 1.5.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517 877-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Zero to zero, going to the bottom half of the second inning. I'm Jesse Goldbriggs-Jassler from Classic Park in Lake County. Jonathan Rodriguez leads off the home second. Jake Walkinshaw's first pitch is called a strike on the outside corner. Walkinshaw will take on Rodriguez, Tolentino, and Rodriguez here. Jonathan and Gabriel. Fly ball center field. Denzel Clark, a couple of steps back, hauls it in with one hand. And Jonathan Rodriguez is at number one. Milan Tolentino steps in next. Tolentino, the fourth rounder from 2 years ago, takes a called strike on the outside corner. One out, nobody on. Scoreless affair in the opener. Lake County hosting Lansing. Walkinshaw's pitch. Fouled off into the screen. Quickly, nothing and two. Tolentino is hitting 194. That is 7 for 36 with three doubles. Walkinshaw nods yes to a sign. He brings it. Breaking ball, swung at and missed, picked up by Soderstrom off the ground, and a wing on down to first base where McCall steps on the bag and finishes off the strikeout. Strikeout number two for Jake Walkinshaw. Alex Jensen was Jake Walkinshaw's broadcaster last year in Stockton, and he told me, watch out for that slider. He said that we are going to love watching the Walkinshaw slider with the Lugnuts. Gabriel Rodriguez swings, grounds the first pitch into center field, a base hit. Clark comes in, scoops it up, lobs towards short. It's a two-out ground ball single. Walkinshaw pitched around a leadoff single in the first. Now two-out base runner, Rodriguez on at first for Mike Amditas. Amditas comes into this plate appearance hitting just 172, the former Miami Hurricane. 15 for 87, three doubles, no homers. The pitch, that's called a strike in the inside corner. Just pounds in with the fastball. Nothing to nothing is the score. Rodriguez steps away from first, held on by McCall. A nod, the pitch. Fought off, foul onto the right side, just beyond the Lake County dugout. It's 0-2. Walkinshaw struck out Nerano on three pitches in the first. Struck out Tolentino on three pitches earlier this frame. So this 0-2, watch out, Mike Amditas. Amditas has whiffed 26 times this year. At 0-2. Down low, blocked by the catcher. Away to second base Rodriguez, though down in time. Soderstrom's throw was perfect. Anales, the second baseman, applied the tag on the sliding front foot of the runner Rodriguez. That ends the inning. And there was Walkinshaw, first to give the low five to Soderstrom, and then to walk with his catcher off the field. Fist bumps all around as the two come back into the dugout. Walkinshaw faces the minimum, and we go to the third inning. The Lugnuts and the Captains, scoreless from East Lake, Ohio.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Arribilanales leads off the top of the third inning. No score. Roddy Roddy. Tanner Bybee to Anales, the number nine batter in the order. A breaking ball is outside. That is the third pitch of this plate appearance. The first two were split. One ball and one strike. So now two balls and one strike on Anales, with Swift and Butler representing the top of the order to follow. Bybee kicks, throws. Fastball is bounced towards short. Tolentino grabs, fires to first. Got him by a step and a half. Now flip that lineup around. Here comes Drew Swift. Swift is one for one with a single. And then he stole second, and then he was stranded there. Righty to righty, a breaking ball hooks in for a strike call. Good curveball from Bybee. First time through the order, two hits, one walk, two strikeouts against Bybee. The pitch, whacked foul to the right side. Nothing and two. Swift out of Chandler, Arizona. Bybee, the pitcher from Mission Viejo, California, the old Mission. Not to be confused with Aliso Viejo. The pitch, that's away and right through his catcher, Amditas' mitt to the backstop. Lugnuts pitcher Jack Owen is from Aliso Viejo. Aliso Viejo in English means old sycamore. Right side of the infield is in the sun. The pitch, breaking ball is rolled over on the left side. In comes Rodriguez attacking, transfers, fires it to first in time. Two ground outs to open up the third inning. One to short and one to third. Send up Lawrence Butler. Left-handed batter waits, first pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Two outs with the bases clear as Bybee looks for his first perfect frame. 0-0, Butler struck out looking his first time. 0-1, breaking ball low. Now he struck out looking when the count went to 3-2. A 1-1, low and in. Two balls and one strike on the man wearing number one. And batting second in the order, Lawrence Butler out of Atlanta, Georgia. Although Lawrence was born in New Jersey. Two outs, bases clear, no score. Here's the pitch, high and away. And there's always that element of danger with Butler standing in. 60 hits this year leads the Lugnuts. Bybee's 3-1. Swing and a miss. He overpowered him with the fastball. So, how about a second consecutive at-bat for Butler where the count goes to 3-2? What does Bybee throw him for the payoff? Whacked down the left field line toward the corner. It is foul. Boy, that ball hung up there. Lawrence Butler is power to all fields. It is amazing to think about Butler leading the Lugnuts in hits based upon how his season had started. Ice cold in April. And now red hot in June. Close stance, crowds the plate, knees lightly bent, 3-2. Fastball called strike three on the outside corner at the letters. Butler thought maybe it was up, maybe it was wide. In any event, Tanner Bybee strikes him out looking for a second time. Third strikeout for Bybee, and that concludes a perfect top of the third inning. 2.5 complete from Classic Park. No score between the Lugnuts and the Captains.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Al-Anon can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033. Or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The 14th different man to start a game for the Lugnuts this year, Jake Walkinshaw, heads right back to the mound for the bottom of the third inning. The question being, how long would Walkinshaw go? Well, so far, so good. Two scoreless frames. Tanner Bybee on the other side, three scoreless. Walkinshaw, though, 22 pitches, 18 for strikes. Bybee, 53. Let's see how this bottom of the third inning goes for Walkinshaw, as they are starting to walk around in the Lugnuts pen. Walkinshaw deals. Mike Amdita's grounds toward short, backhanded by Swift. Deep throw and reached up. Oh, Pat McCullough at 6 feet 6 inches. No trouble snaring it. Out number one. Quentin Holmes comes up next. And again, a very quick count and a very quick at bat. Quentin Holmes now, right-hander against right-hander, scoreless. The pitch, low, ball one. One out, base is clear, home half of the third inning from Lake County's Classic Park. Lighthouse out to the left of the batter's eye center. Holmes shows bunt, takes a called strike in the outside corner. It's 1-1. And Quentin Holmes just returning to Lake County. He's 2-for-4. Single and a double. He swings and fouls one off at home plate. Took a chunk out of the catcher, Soderstrom. Rattled the mask. And the home plate umpire, Ken Jackson, will give him as long as he needs. Tyler Soderstrom says, I don't need that long. I'm good. Let's continue. Quentin Holmes, the second rounder of the Cleveland Guardians back in 2017. He's been playing for Lake County for a number of years now. Here's the pitch from Walkinshaw. Front door slider called strike three. Third strikeout for Walkinshaw. That is beautiful. So now send up Angel Martinez, who singled against Walkinshaw his first time. First pitch. Oh, starts him off with a slider for a called strike. And in the Lugnuts bullpen, Mac Lardner is indeed warming. So this might be all for Walkinshaw. The pitch, sliders lined back up the middle, a base hit in the center field. Not hard contact, Clark comes into field, a lob in for second. And Angel Martinez is 2-for-2 with two weak singles. That now means that Lake County has a single in each of these three innings against Walkinshaw. Like there's a strikeout in each of these three innings. On the first inning, though, zero runs. In the second inning, zero runs. And Walkinshaw looks for more of the same. The left-handed hitting, Joe Naranjo waits. The initial offering. Tailing down and away. One ball, no strikes. Naranjo was the first inning strikeout for Walkinshaw. Struck him out on three straight pitches. 0-0, last of the third. Jake Walkinshaw looking darn good. Spins, fires to first base. Martinez dives back in, no tag. Angel Martinez has swiped eight bags. He's only been caught three times. And the batter, Naranjo, is dangerous. Lanez waits on deck. Lissette, the pitch. Swing and a miss on the off speed. Ball and a strike. What an equalizer. Naranjo comes in. His batting average has dipped down to 229. But six doubles, three triples, 11 home runs. Got off to a roaring start this year. And then things have taken a tumble. Runner takes off, pitches down low, throw down by Soderstrom in time. Swift applies the tag, and that'll do it for another inning. Tyler Soderstrom closes the books on the third, the same way he did in the second, throwing out a Lake County captain at second base. The only difference is, in the second, Anale supplied the tag, and here in the third, it's the shortstop Swift. Let's go to the fourth. Three scoreless frames for Jake Walkinshaw, and it's all about the Lugnuts battery right now. It is the Lugnuts and the captains, no score, onward to the fourth.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
As we move to the top of the fourth inning, it's still scoreless.
Nothing to nothing, Lake County and Lansing. Lugnuts will bring up 3, 4, and 5, and Winkler, Soderstrom, and McDonald against righty Tanner Bibee. Mac Lardner continues to warm up in the Lugs' pen. The pitch to Jack Winkler. A breaking ball for a called strike to start him. The story right now in the game is the pitching of Bibee for Lake County and Walkinshaw for the Lugnuts, and how about Tyler Soderstrom, too? The pitch. Fastball misses away. One ball and one strike. Soderstrom throwing out Gabriel Rodriguez at second base to end the second. Throwing out Angel Martinez at second base to end the third. A 1-1 pitch. Check swing foul. Off to the right. Strike two. I mean, there are times when a catcher makes a throw so perfect that all the infielder has to do as you step out in front of the base, receive the throw, and the runner slides right into the tag, and it's not close. It's easy for the umpire.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Winkler has gone on strikes. And when that happens, you know how a hitter can bat flip, can admire that home run? A catcher can do whatever he'd like. Catcher can stare it down. Catcher can start walking immediately back to the dugout. It is a fine feeling, especially to end the inning. Here is Tyler Soderstrom, his second at bat against Tanner Bibee. Right-handed pitcher to the lefty slugger. Outside ball one. The 26th overall selection in the 2020 draft, and he's only 20 years of age. Lined out to the left fielder Rodriguez his first time. The pitch. On the inside corner, strike called. Scoreless so far. One out with the bases clear. Bibee has whiffed four. The Cal State Fullerton Titan winds and throws. Soderstrom takes ball two, grounded. Two Californians against each other right here. Bibee from Mission Viejo. He is age 23. Soderstrom from Turlock, California. Not all that far away from Oakland. The pitch. Soderstrom grounds it up the middle and into right center field. A base hit. Center fielder Halpin hurries over, picks it up, gets it in. And Soderstrom is on with a one-out single. It's been a good start to the series for Soderstrom. Jared McDonald now. Strikeout swinging his first time. Lugnuts look for the game's very first run. Soderstrom on, one out. Righty throws to righty. At the knees on the inside corner. A fastball for a called strike. Bibee gets his sign from Mike Anditas. Spins and fires over to first base, but Soderstrom's not very far away. Tyler this year has not tried to steal a base. Not really a part of his game. A strike one offering for McDonald. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Now right now, Bibee is going right after him. Fastballs on the inner third. Pounding inside. Lardner looks ready in the bullpen. Bibee's 0-2. Slider outside. McDonald not tempted. Let's see if he comes right back to the inside now. He goes in, and then purposefully away off the corner. McDonald windmills the bat around once. Shifts back and forth in his stance. Cocks the bat over his right shoulder. 1-2. Breaking ball called. Strike three on the outside corner. Buckled Jared's knees. Strikeout number five. And Bibee has struck out McDonald twice, like he has struck out Lawrence Butler twice. He has two strikeouts in this fourth inning. And with two outs, Kevin Richards comes up. Now, Richards went down to the count his first time, nothing and two, but then he flied one out to right field. He has great power. Here's the pitch. He swings and swats it high in the air to deep left center. Halpin to his right. He approaches the track. Room to make the catch. Side retired. Soderstrom single is stranded. Put another zero up there. 3.5 innings complete. Scoreless from East Lake, Ohio.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And in fact, Jake Walkinshaw is done. He goes three scoreless innings in his Lugnuts debut. Barely broke a sweat along the way, too, it felt like. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler at Classic Park in East Lake, Ohio. So the final line for Walkinshaw here today. Three innings. He allowed three hits, a single in each of the first three innings. No runs, no walks, three strikeouts. And he departs in favor of Mac Lardner. The left-hander from Templeton, California, signed as a minor league free agent earlier this year by the A's. He spent last year as a member of the St. Louis Cardinals organization, and he's coming off six scoreless innings his last time out against Beloit. Southpaw Lardner will take on Naranjo, Planez, and Halpin. That's 2, 3, and 4. Now both the Naranjo and Halpin are left-handed batters. The pitch to Generato, low for ball one. Lardner overall with the Lugnuts. This is his second relief appearance, his eighth appearance overall. He's gone 27 in the third innings. Fastball just misses outside. He has walked 11 and struck out 24. He's given up four home runs. And the league is hitting 264 against him. A two-ball pitch. Outside corner, there's a called strike. He is very much a command lefty. He works in the 80s and sometimes the 70s. Lardner's 2-1. Naranjo takes it bouncing in. Three balls, one strike. John Naranjo struck out his first time. Here's the pitch, outside for ball four. Unusual for Lardner, five-pitch walk, and Joe Naranjo down to first base. Now Alexi Planez, who fouls off the first pitch into the screen. Planez grounded out to shortstop his first time up. Does the tenor of this game change with Walkinshaw out? Planez takes a ball just outside. Boy, Lardner is not getting his calls. Not to Naranjo and not right there. Planez is not known as a batter who's going to work the count either. 35 games, he has one walk. 1-1. He swings and skies it. Left side, foul ground. Third baseman Winkler approaches the stands, and it's four rows deep. 1-2. Planez, the right-handed batter, resting the bat on his baby blue jersey shirt. Time is called, and Soderstrom goes out for a word with Lardner. Brief conversation, and now Tyler back to home plate. And the former Gonzaga Bulldog, Mac Lardner, signed as an undrafted free agent following the five-round Major League Baseball draft in 2020 by the Cardinals. He sets at the belt. He deals. Planez taps it, foul, rolling off to the right. We stay at 1-2. A look over at the runner, Naranjo. Now the pitch. Line drive slicing down the right field line. That falls fair. It's an extra base hit. Lawrence Butler picks it up, gets it in. Naranjo held at third as the throw comes in to first baseman McCall. A double for Planez. And the runners at second and third for Lake County. And nobody out on Planez's ninth double of the year. That is some fine hitting. Infield now drawn in by the Lugnuts as Petey Halpin steps in. The pitch, low and away, ball one. So here's the first real threat by Lake County. And honestly, the first threat it feels like for either squad. The Lugnuts did have two runners on, but with two outs in the second. The pitch, a breaking ball called a strike. There's that great Lardner curve. Planez at second, Naranjo at third. Winkler at third, Swift at short. Anales at second, McCall at first, all in, waiting. Swinging a line shot, hooked fair up the right side. That ball's going to the captain's pen. That scores Naranjo. Planez is on his heels. Halpin around second, he's rushing for third. The ball is caught up in the bullpen. Halpin's going to come all the way around to score. And now the bases umpire, Diedrich, is going to see what he thinks. Lawrence Butler says that ball is out of play. Diedrich will examine, and will he send Halpin back to second? He calls it an inside-the-park home run. Lawrence Butler chose not to field it. Butler said, that's it. Ball is out of play. Call this play dead. And the bases umpire, Diedrich, did not. Petey Halpin never stopped running. And it's 3-0 Lake County. A three-run inside the park home run for Petey Halpin. That is his second home run of the year. And now Jonathan Rodriguez takes a breaking ball inside. He did not go on a peel of a check swing. Ball one. Boy, what a start for Mac Lardner. A ball one offering. Rodriguez swings and misses. Good off speed. One ball, one strike. So let's talk about these Lake County Captains bullpens. They're down in each corner. There are benches to the right of the foul pole facing the field. Swing and a miss. Off speed away. One ball and two strikes on the right-handed hitting left fielder Rodriguez. And when the ball goes into those pens, there's a swing and a miss. Change up down and away. Strike three. Tag applied by Soderstrom to Rodriguez. He is gone. This is not the first time, nor I would say the second time, that I have seen a Lake County captain hit the ball into the bullpen. Seen a Lugnuts corner outfielder say, I cannot play it. And seen the umpire say, actually, you could have, and award the inside the park home run. That was exactly what happened to Lawrence Butler. Butler refused to play it, was hoping for a ground rule double. No. Milan Tolentino takes a called strike down the middle. I should say an automatic double, right? Here's the pitch to Tolentino, lefty to lefty. Tapper foul off to the right, strike two. And now Mac Lardner appears to have found a rhythm. A walk, a double, a three-run inside the park home run. It's just a treacherous thing when you play here in Lake County. You've got to understand those bullpens. Otherwise, you'll get eaten up for a bullpen homer. A bouncer in, and then that hurts Soderstrom. Oh, man. It bounced well in front of the plate. And Tyler Soderstrom was trying to contort his body to block it. to get in front of it. It caught him in an unprotected spot and hurts him. Now we're ready to resume. Man. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Off speed. Strikes out Tolentino. Two straight strikeouts for Lardner. The pitch to Gabriel Rodriguez, outside, ball one. 2 outs, nobody on. 3-0, Lake County. The lefty deals. Right-handed batter smashes it out to left center. This is major trouble. At the wall, gone. It is his sixth home run of the year. Gabriel Rodriguez gives Lake County a 4-0 lead. So, an inside the park homer and an outside the park homer, and now Mike Amditas. But first, here comes pitching coach Don Schulze. Lardner entering play today had only allowed 4 home runs. A walk, a double, an inside the park 3-run homer. That broke the deadlock, Petey Halpin putting the captains up 3-0. And then Lardner looked like he found his rhythm, right? He struck out Jonathan Rodriguez, he struck out Tolentino. But Gabriel Rodriguez just took him out to left. Well, here comes Mike Amditas, the seventh batter of this frame. Here's the pitch. That's high and outside, ball one. Two outs, nobody on. Lardner to the plate. Right-handed batter takes a ball a little low. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Amditas is 0-for-1 with a ground out to short. The Lake County catcher is waiting. The pitch inside and low, and it's 3-0. And Mac Lardner's last time out, 6 scoreless innings against Beloit. 3-ball pitch. That misses down and in. He has walked Amditas on 4 pitches. This is a far cry from that. Now Quentin Holmes, the number 9 batter, who takes a ball down low. And it looks like we're going to see some more action in the Lugnuts pen. I mean, 32 pitches for Jake Walkinshaw in 3 innings. And now, this is the 29th pitch for Jake Walkinshaw in the 4th. Floating in there for a called strike. Lake County was ready for Lardner. Looks over at the runner, Amditas, then the pitch. Misses outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. I talked to the voice of the captains, John Vicari, earlier today, and he said the captains weren't sure what to prepare for with Walkinshaw, but they knew exactly what to prepare for with Lardner. Here's the 2-1. Line drive right at first baseman McCall. Cued off the end of the bat with the off speed. Pat took it in while crouching down. It ends the 4th inning. But Lake County scores 4. 3-run inside the park homer by Petey Halpin. And then Gabriel Rodriguez dials up downtown, hits a long ball of his own, and it's 4-0 Lake County. Onward to the 5th from Classic Park.
friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Well, it's not too often that you'll hear about an inside-the-park home run, but that's what we had in the bottom of the fourth inning. Let's start up the fifth. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Denzel Clark takes ball one up high from right-hander Tanner Bibee of Lake County, whose captains now lead the Lansing Lugnuts by a 4-0 score. Here's the pitch. Clark swings and grounds it up the middle into center field, a base hit. Denzel Clark is on with a leadoff single as Halpin, who hit that inside the park home run, gets it in from center field. Five innings, four singles allowed by Tanner Bibee, and Denzel Clark is 2-for-2 with two singles. Now, his last time that he was on, he was trying to steal, and he eventually ended up getting picked off second base by the pitcher Bibee. Well, Patrick McCall steps in, the number 8 batter in the order. And then the number 9 hitter, Aribiel Anales. Immediately, Bibee checks on the runner Clark at first base. Denzel back in. About that inside the park home run hit by Petey Halpin in the bottom half of the fourth inning, by the way. Here's the pitch to McCall, batting left. He bunts it foul left side, strike one. The third baseman, Gabriel Rodriguez, way off his line and away from his base. That's a McCall just seeing, can I beat this shift with a bunt? Couldn't get it down. And Rodriguez heads right back to where he was, daring him to lay it down. Last inside the park home run allowed by the Lugnuts this year was on April the 19th against Fort Wayne. Brandon Valenzuela hit it. And 0-1. Down and away. One ball, one strike. McCall walked his first time up. Clark is at first. The Nuts are down 4-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Bibee deals. Fly ball pounded out to left field. Rodriguez is back at the warning track to make the catch in front of the wall. And Denzel Clark jogs back to first. With one away, here comes Aribiel Anales. That ball jumped to left. Just nothing to show for it for McCall. Righty-righty. Anales grounded to short his first time. The pitch, Clark runs. That is laced down to third, hopping up on Rodriguez and bouncing away from him into foul ground. He goes to recover it, all the while Clark safely aborted second, and Anales is on at first. First and second, one gone. That baseball was sizzled. and has gone down as an infield single for A. Rebiel Angeles. 2-1, one out. Hard contact this frame by the Nuts. And the batter now is the leadoff hitting Drew Swift. But first, the athletic trainer, Matt Beauregard, is heading over there to have a look at the third baseman, Rodriguez. It was hit right at him. One hopper. And it looks like it caught him right on his right throwing hand. Checking out the wrist, checking out the fingers. And he is looking away from his athletic trainer, just trying to bear that pain. Rodriguez has bleach blonde hair. With his left hand, he's pointing out. He's saying, look, right there, yep, that's the spot. He keeps his feet moving. Think about a quarterback trying to settle in the pocket. He goes for a walk. He's holding his glove in his left hand. They've asked for a baseball just to see, can he warm up with it? Sometimes we see pitchers after they get hit by a comebacker who then try to take some warm-up pitches. And okay, so his toss over to Tanner Bibee was great. Bibee went to throw it back to him. Bibee threw it right over his third baseman and chucked it down the left field line. And everyone immediately looked to the home plate umpire, Ken Jackson, to say, Ken, you got another baseball for us. Well, after those warm-up tosses, it sure looks like Gabriel Rodriguez is going to stay in the game. My goodness. He's pounding his right hand on his right leg. It is clear it's still smarting. The pitcher Bibee asked for and received a warm-up pitch, and now Drew Swift steps in. Our score is Lake County 4, Lansing nothing. We're in the top of the fifth inning, but what a spot here for the Lugnuts. Runners are at first and second, one out. Tanner Bibee trying to stay loose. Swift the batter, Lawrence Butler waiting on deck. Wait just a second. Home plate umpire Ken Jackson is conversing with the manager for Lake County. They're trying to get on the same page. There is something that Ken Jackson ruled that the manager Greg DiCenzo did not agree with and was shouting out at him, and is now furious in the first base side dugout as Jackson denied his request. And now here's the pitch. Drew Swift swings and misses. Strike one. He went off speed to start him. Swift is 1-for-2 with a single. Denzel Clark at second. A. Rubiel Angeles at first. Good speed. And a one. Way outside, swerving away from the strike zone. One ball, one strike from Bibee. Lake County just collected the game's first runs with a 4-run fourth. This has the feel of something. One ball, one strike on Swift. Clark looking for anything that would allow him to go. Swift takes a called strike on the outside corner. That is paint. 1-2. Manager Phil Pohl coaching down at third base for the Lugnuts, but he is closer than the third base coach's box. He is out in front of his dugout, and he's catching the eyes of the runners Clark and Angeles. Bibee delivers. Swift goes around too far. Strike three on a slider low and away. Sixth strikeout for Tanner Bibee. Second out, top of the fifth. So it's Lawrence Butler now. Two on and two out. Trying to rescue this rally. Here's 0-for-2. Twice he has worked the count full. Twice, though, he has struck out looking. Down 4-0. First pitch. He swings and lifts it down the left side. Long run, third baseman Rodriguez. Left fielder Rodriguez heads over. Neither Rodriguez can get there. It falls in the bullpen, a foul ball. That's Jonathan from left out of Toa Baja, Puerto Rico. And Rodriguez, Gabriel Rodriguez at third out of Maturin, Venezuela. Gabriel is 20 years of age. Jonathan is 22. Gabriel stands 6'2". Jonathan stands 6'3". It's Gabriel who has the bleach blonde hair. And neither one of them came up with the catch. No balls, one strike on Lawrence Butler. Bobby sets high, lifts the leg and brings it. Fastball up and inside. Lawrence jumped back. And the Lake County Panda right-hander has just started to warm up. It is Davis Sharp. Clark at second, Angeles at first. A 1-1. Check swing. Did he go? The appeal. He did not. Off speed, low and away. Ball two. Butler is stirring the bat around just in front of his left shoulder. Bybee's pitch. Swing and a miss. Out in front. Tanner Bybee pulled the string on him. 2-2. Now Butler with his two strikeouts already has now struck out 89 times. That leads the Lugnuts. Should he make contact, though, watch out. Leads the Lugnuts in hits. The pitch, down low, and then lost by the catcher, Amditas. It trickles back behind him, and Clark to third base, Anales to second. Can the Lugnuts take advantage? That is the question. Now a wide one would load the bases for Jack Winkler in front of all of his family that is here. But it was 3-2 on Butler, who struck out looking in the first. It was 3-2 on Butler, who struck out looking in the third. Now in the fifth, 3-2 on Butler. Bybee winds and throws. Ground ball up the first base side, but foul. Just to the right of the bag. Everybody was over there, too. The first baseman, Naranjo, back of the base. The right fielder, Planez, deep into that right field corner. They were all ready. But just to the right of the stripe. And we try it again. 3-2 on Butler. 83 pitches for Tanner Bybee. Counting this pitch on its way now. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Butler for a third time. 7 strikeouts for Tanner Bybee. He pitches around the Clark and the Angeles singles. And he sends us to the bottom of the fifth inning. Halfway to the house. It remains 4-0. Captains leading the Lugnuts from East Lake, Ohio.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts Store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
As we open up the bottom half of the fifth inning from Classic Park, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. It's 4-0, Lake County leads. Mac Lardner, the lefty on the mound for the Lansing Lugnuts, misses with his first two offerings to Angel Martinez. It's going to be Martinez, Naranjo, and Planez. Angel Martinez took off his batting helmet, exposed his own bleach blonde locks, and now steps back in. Switch hitter batting right. Here's Lardner's pitch. Fly foul off the right side and back and out of play. Martinez is 2-for-2 with two singles. The deal. Fly ball lifted to deep left center field, but there's Denzel Clark. Racing right, he's got the catch, and there's at number one. Mac Lardner came out of the pen to open up the bottom of the fourth inning. And in that bottom of the fourth, it was a roller coaster frame. First three all reached and scored. Then he struck out the next two. Then he allowed a home run. Then he walked a batter. And then he got Quentin Holmes. He faced eight. Martinez was the only man that he hadn't faced. Joe Naranjo in the fourth inning drew a walk against him. Takes ball one here outside. 4-0, Captains. Lefty deals to lefty. Bouncing ball up the first base side. Room service hot Pat McCall takes it to his base for out number two. And now Alexfri Planez. Planez is 1-for-2. He doubled down the right field line against Lardner last inning. And then he and Joe Naranjo scored on the Petey Halpin inside the park homer. First offering's up and away, ball one. Now Planez entered play today, hitting .317 in June with eight homers. Here it comes. Fouled off over the netting off to the right. One ball, one strike. Alexfri Planez, age 20, out of Caracas, Venezuela. He's a big, burly, strong right-handed batter. Lardner's 1-1. Driven a foul off the right side. And the count is 1-2. I remain fascinated by the fact that he's played 36 games now for Lake County. He has walked once. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and the dirt blocked by Soderstrom. Planez gives himself out, and that is a strikeout for Lardner. Planez just walked back to the dugout. Soderstrom watched him. Home plate umpire Jackson threw up the fist, and it's a 1-2-3 fifth inning for Lardner, including his third strikeout. So we're going to the sixth inning. And it's Lake County leading Lansing by a 4-0 score.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Tanner Bibee's day is done. The right-hander from Cal State Fullerton is out after five innings. And meanwhile, he looks like he's not the only substitution. As I look around the infield, there's been some movement
for Lake County. Let's see. Aaron Bracho is now in play second base. I know Martinez moves over to third. Lon Tolentino remains at shortstop. And the new man in is Davis Sharp. Sharp is 2-1 with a 1.8 ERA. This is his fifth relief appearance. And 10 innings, 15 strikeouts, one walk, only two runs allowed. Think batting 211 against him in the early going. 4-0 Captains on top of the Lugnuts, but 3-4-5 due up here in the sixth. Jack Winkler takes a called strike on the inside corner. He thought that pitch was inside. Jack is 0-2 with a flyer to right and a strikeout swinging. Sharp works from the first base side of the rubber. The pitch. Breaking ball is chopped towards short. Third baseman Martinez cuts it off and wings it over to first sidearm for the out. I know Martinez often plays shortstop, but here he is intercepting the ball in front of Milan Tolentino. The two of them then share a laugh. Milan saying to him, you know, I could have gotten that one too. Jack Winkler is now 0-3. And the batter is Tyler Soderstrom, 1-2 with a single. The pitch. That's called a strike in the inside corner. This feels like Soderstrom is seeing the ball very well. Sharp kicks and throws. Fastball high. One ball and one strike. The final line for Tanner Bibby, 5 innings. 7 strikeouts, no runs allowed. He gave up 5 hits, and all of them were singles. He walked 1. The pitch. High fly ball out to deep right field. Planez and Wright didn't even move. It hits off the billboards high above the right field berm. Tyler Soderstrom's 12th homer of the year is a no-doubter. And the Lugnuts are on the scoreboard, down 4-1. As that ball left the bat, Alexfri Planez in right field maybe tilted his head just to look at the arc, but there was no need to move his feet. First home run allowed by Davis Sharp. Soderstrom is indeed locked in. Now Jared McDonald swings and fouls it off into the screen on the right side. Righty, righty. Lugnuts had gone a while since they had last scored. 0-1. Sails outside. 1-1. Remember, Lansing was shut out during Sunday's game and lost 11-0. They've been shut out up until the sixth inning here. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball is lined over second. Base hit right field. Planez this time moves his feet, gets to the ball, and it gets it in. And a single opposite field for Jared McDonald. Kevin Richards steps in, righty to righty. Ground ball sharply struck to the left side. Backhanded by Tolentino, pops up, feeds Bracho at second base to force out McDonald, and there's two away. It's a nifty play made by Milan Tolentino, the fourth rounder. That ball was humming. Instead of a base hit for Kevin Richards to keep this hit parade going, two outs. Richards takes McDonald's spot at first base. And the batter is Denzel Clark. But the Lugnuts are swinging the bat very well right now against Davis Sharp. First pitch swung at and missed. Strike one. Last Lugnuts run scored before that Soderstrom homer was back in the fourth inning on Saturday. Here's the pitch. Clark swings and misses, 0-2. 19 consecutive scoreless innings, therefore, shattered by the Soderstrom dinger. The pitch. Clark fouls it back. A single to third in the second. A single up the middle in the fifth. At first base, Richards. 4-1, captains, two outs. The pitch. Clark fouls it away to the right side and stays alive. There's just that feeling right now with this Lugnuts lineup. They are on the verge of breaking out. The man on deck, Patrick McCall, flied out to deep left field, out to the wall his last time. Davis Sharp sets, throws. Fastball is up and away. Now the count is 1-2. Pitching matchups later in the series. We'll see Steve Emmanuels tomorrow night for the Lugnuts against Aaron Davenport. Joey Estes the day after that against Mason Hickman. 1-2. Foul back. A breaking ball that he caught a piece of. Then on Friday, Blake Beers gets the ball for Lansing against Rodney Boone. Jack Owen on Saturday against Doug Nicasey. And Osvaldo Barrios on Sunday against Tommy Mace. Here today was Bybee for the captains. Jake Walkinshaw started for the Lugnuts. 1-2 pitch, up and inside, and the count is even. Four in the bottom of the fourth inning for Lake County. For the Lugnuts, one so far in the sixth on the Soderstrom, no doubter. Richards at first, two outs. A 2-2 for Denzel Clark. Here it comes. Swing and a foul tip into Amdidius' mitt. Strike three. Side retired in the top of the sixth inning, but not before the Lugnuts get on the scoreboard on the Tyler Soderstrom round tripper to right, his 12th home run of the year. 5.5 are complete. The Lugnuts are down 4-1 in Lake County.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks? Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
A home run from Tyler Soderstrom has put the Lugnuts on the board, down 4-1, going to the bottom of the sixth inning. The lefty, Mack Lardner, back to the hill, lets it fly. Petey Halpin takes a called strike in the outside corner. It was Halpin who had a three-run inside the park home run in the fourth inning that broke a scoreless deadlock. Lefty to lefty. That's a strike called at the knees, nothing and two. It'll be Halpin, Rodriguez, and Tolentino here. 4-5-6 in the order for Lake County with a three-run lead. And Halpin says, time, please. And time is granted. Now the pitch. Outside. Lardner holds his glove up in front of his face. Rocks. Deals up high, 2-2. If you remember Petey Halpin's name,
It's because he broke up a no-hitter from Jeff Criswell earlier this year. He taps one foul at home plate, rolling backward. We stay at 2-2. Jeff Criswell brought a no-hitter to the bottom of the seventh and final inning in a game of a doubleheader. And it was Hoppin grounding one right through the right side for a single. Here it comes. Bouncing ball on the right side. McCall comes in to grab the very first hop, and he takes it to his left, right to his bag, out number one. Now Jonathan Rodriguez takes a called strike. The next offering bounces in. Tyler Soderstrom gets down upon it. One ball and one strike is the count. How about a bouncing ball on the left side? Difficult hop for Drew Swift. Gets up, fires to first. Not in time. I mean, that ball took a kangaroo hop on Drew. So that brings up Tolentino. I called him Milan when he first stepped in. Then I heard the PA announcer say Milan, so I called him Milan. He slaps one foul off to the left side. And then I just heard the announcer switch back to Milan. So his name is not among those listed on the pronunciation guide on this Lake County roster. Kind of figure it should be. He takes a ball from Mac Lardner. When folks are pronouncing your name in multiple ways. Lefty-lefty, he's 0-2 with two strikeouts. He has really struggled offensively. Lardner looks at the runner, then deals. Ground ball left side. Drew Swift is there. Gloves. Feeds it to second base Monopolis right to his bag. And the force out is good on Rodriguez. Tolentino is on at first base. Two outs for Gabriel Rodriguez, who is 2-for-2 with a single and a home run. Except Gabriel Rodriguez has been replaced by Aaron Bracho. Gabriel Rodriguez departing due to injury precaution. So here is Aaron Bracho batting 145 through 37 games. He's really struggled. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. The word on Bracho last year when we first saw him was his immense power. He has four doubles and two home runs, but 48 strikeouts, only 8 walks, and he's just not hitting. There's a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 0-2. At first base, Tolentino. 4-1 Lake County. Bracho goes down swinging on an off-speed away. Lardner picks up his fourth strikeout and ends a scoreless sixth inning. Well, after his rough fourth, Mac Lardner is looking exactly like he did last week against Beloit. He strands one. There was one hit in the frame. We're going to the seventh. 4-1, Lake County on top of the Lugnuts.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
So it's 4-1. Lake County leads the Lansing Lugnuts, but the Lugnuts are bringing up McCall, Anales, then top of the order, and Drew Swift. It was the feeling of something in the sixth inning. David Sharp back to the hill, deals a fastball for a called strike on the outside corner. Patrick McCall batting left, 0-1 with a walk and a very deep fly out to left field. Left-handed batter against the right-handed reliever. The pitch, ground ball hit to the right of the mound off a broken bat, snared by second baseman Braccio to his right. Feeds Naranjo at first for out number one. That McCall bat is no more. Splintered right at the barrel. Now the home plate umpire Jackson picks up one piece, picks up a second piece, a third, a fourth. Just splinters are all over the place. Hands them all to the bat boy. Eurybiel Anjales now. 1-2. He takes a fastball, first strike called to the letters. He singled his last time up, a smash to third that knocked out Gabriel Rodriguez, the home run hitter. Just caught it wrong. When I say caught it, it caught him on his hand. A bunt laid down up the third base side. Pitcher Sharp bare hands and puts it in his pocket. A bunt single for Anjales. It's his second hit of the game. I think that we're seeing the start of a hot streak for Eurybiel. He's playing with a lot more fun. So now Drew Swift. One on, one out, down 4-1 in the seventh. Righty to righty. Sharp misses away, ball one. Davis Sharp, a Clemson Tiger, as is the Lugnuts manager, Phil Pohl, albeit Phil is just a little bit older than Davis. Sharp, age 22, hailing from Arlington, Texas. Spins, fires to first, Anjales back in standing. Careful. Swift, the batter, is 1-3, led off the ball game with a single and stole second, but nothing doing after that. Since then, a ground out to third and a strikeout swinging. Sharp offers, and he misses inside. Two balls and no strikes. Sharp began this year down in a single A with Lynchburg, and he was very good. At 25 and a third innings, 5 walks, 39 strikeouts. A spin to pick off the row, but Anjales again back in. Only 4 earned runs. I mean, really, really good. 4 earned runs. 39 strikeouts, 5 walks, and 25 and a third. Yes, bring that man up to high A. He deserves it. He fires. Lifted high and foul, well back and out of play. 2 balls, 1 strike on Swift. Sharp, while he was with the Clemson Tigers, was not just a fine pitcher. He was also a darn good hitter. Hit 10 home runs. Also had an on-base percentage of a healthy 369. Hitter's pitch on 2-1. Line drive, base hit left center. Anjales takes the turn at second base, and center field Halpin comes up throwing into second base. Swift took the wide turnaround first. He gets back to the bag, as the second baseman Bracho looks around. The single by Swift has put Lugnuts at the corners. Only one man out, and Lawrence Butler is coming up. Two-hit game for Drew Swift. Ninth hit of the game for the Lugnuts. Multi-hit game right now for Swift, Soderstrom, Clark, and Angeles. This after the Lugnuts were shut out on three hits on Sunday. Lawrence Butler is 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. Spin, pick off the row, Swift back into first. Went back in standing. And Angeles at third base, who began the year. Eribiel Angeles was running as often as he could to start the year. He's got bounce in his step. The pitch, Butler takes outside. One ball and no strikes. Well, Lawrence Butler, with one swing, could tie this game up at 4-4. Down by three runs in the top of the seventh inning. Well, one man out. Left-handed batter against the right-handed reliever. The pitch, up and inside. There are a couple of voices here and there throughout the crowd who are getting a little bit impatient with Davis Sharp. And his catcher, Amdidas, went out there. And here comes his pitching coach, Caleb Longshore. And now all the rest of the infielders. Martinez, Tolentino, Bracho, and Naranjo. All Lake County captains huddled around in a circle on the pitcher's mound and in the middle. Davis Sharp, and in the Lake County bullpen, a right-hander started getting his arm loose, just getting the arm loose. Everybody is a long way from, let's say, there being a pitching change. This is Davis Sharp's game, and ordinarily, I think Lake County would feel very secure about Davis Sharp being in the game in the late innings with the lead, especially a slim lead. But it came on in the sixth inning, and Tyler Soderstrom greeted him with a home run for the Lugs' first run. We're ready. Lawrence Butler swats foul a fastball right back to the screen behind home plate. Two balls and one strike. Sharp holds the ball behind his back. Anales at third. Swift at first. Only one out. Pick off the over to first. Swift back in. At sixth inning, not only did Soderstrom crush the home run against Sharp, Jared McDonald had a single, Kevin Richards a sharp grounder, but it was turned into a fielder's choice and the Lugnuts got no more. Here it comes. Butler hits it high in the air, out to center. A towering fly in a shallow left center. It's the left fielder Rodriguez with the catch. At third base, Anales deeks and draws a terrible throw. It gets away. Anales comes in to score as it overshoots everybody. The pitcher, Sharp, has to back it up near the backstop, and Drew Swift tags and goes all the way from first to third. The Lugnuts are down 4-2. When you talk about an airmail, Jonathan Rodriguez uncorked one to the left of home plate and about 20 feet above everybody. They were just watching. It was air traffic control was suddenly put in charge. And Eribiel Angeles at third base let that ball travel. He danced in, and Drew Swift tagging on the play moved up 180 feet. Davis Sharp discards the baseball, gets a new one. Here's Jack Winkler with Tyler Soderstrom waiting on deck. Fly out to left, and then the enormous error. 4-2. Winkler takes a called strike on the outside corner. For Jonathan Rodriguez, the left fielder, the error committed. It is the first error of the game on the captains. Two outs now in the frame. The pitch, Winkler takes it. A called strike on the inside corner, and he shakes his head. He says no. That's the second time Ken Jackson has made that call against him. Boy, if you're the Lugnuts right now, you would love to get Tyler Soderstrom up this inning. But 0-2 to number two. Winkler sends it foul off the right side on a breaking ball from Sharp. How can Jack Winkler keep this inning going? That's the challenge. He is 0 for 3 with a fly to right, a strikeout, and a ground out to third. Sharp throws. Outside with a slider. Ball one. A base hit would bring in Swift from third base. Winkler represents the potential game-tying run. He has two homers. And all of his family and friends trying to will him to success from the crowd. The pitch inside, and this time Sharp does not get the call. How about that take by Jack Winkler? I mean, I don't know about you. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Sharp strikes him out with a slider. Side retired. We hit the stretch. Lugnuts get one run closer on two hits and a huge error, but leave Swift at third base. As we stretch it out, the Lugnuts are down 4-2 at Lake County.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
One run closer, down 4-2. Let me not get ahead of my skis. 4-2, Lake County leads to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Lugnuts left-hander Mac Lardner is out for his fourth inning of work. Gave up four runs in the fourth. Then he pitched a perfect fifth and a scoreless sixth. And Lardner deals to Mike Amditas. First offering is popped up above the infield. Lardner points to it, now in foul ground, right side. It is Tyler Soderstrom, the catcher, with the grab as he went down to his left knee. He had the first baseman McCall battling, and Soderstrom makes the play. There's one away. Quentin Holmes steps in. Holmes is 0 for 2 with a strikeout looking, and a line out to first. The pitch, outside, ball one. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter, 4-2 caps the deal. There's a called strike on the outside corner. I did look up Quentin Holmes, by the way. He opened up this year injured. Finally, he is healthy. The pitch to him. Strike two called on the inside corner. He was just activated on Sunday. Holmes spent 2019 with Lake County, 112 games. Then last year with Lake County, 64 games. Lays off the off-speed low. 2-2. It has been a frustrating go of things for the former second rounder. 64th overall in 2017. Here's the pitch. He swings and pops it foul. Back of home plate. And falls just below the broadcast booth. Two balls and two strikes. Let's try it again. Fastball under the hands, under the arms. 3-2. Lardner is with four through 3 1/3 innings. Hewine steals the payoff. Low for ball four. And Holmes, who when he was drafted was noted for his speed, is on with one out. The Lugnuts bullpen is quiet. Top of the order time, Angel Martinez. Lardner stares down Holmes at first. 4-2 captains. Lardner misses outside, ball one. Martinez is 2-for-3. Couple of singles and a fly out to center. In the third inning, Tyler Soderstrom threw him out clean, trying to steal second. Southpaw offers. Down and away with the change. Two balls and no strikes. The Lugnuts will play Lake County through the 3rd of July. And then the 4th of July, Lansing is coming back home a week from yesterday. Next Monday, 7.05 p.m. There's a foul off. Out of the backstop. Two balls, one strike on Angel Martinez. Lardner looks over at the runner, deals, swing and a miss. My goodness. Swinging himself into a tizzy. Two balls and two strikes. Angel Martinez earlier this year hit a walk-off homer. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Lardner gets him here, and that is strikeout number five for Mac Lardner. And with that, somebody exits the Lugnuts dugout and goes dashing down the third base side toward the pen. Maybe as messenger. Two outs in the last of the seventh. 4-2 Lake County is batting with the lead. Fastball is up. Ball one to Joe Naranjo. 0-2 with a walk. Naranjo and Plenez, the men on deck, scored on Petey Halpin's inside the park three-run homer in the fourth. That right now is serving as the difference. Here's Lardner's 1-0. On its way. Strike called right down the middle. Slicing in. Lights have been turned on. New LED lighting here. Lardner throws to first, and no tag by McCall. On that first kick, Quentin Holmes started to move the wrong way, but he did, in fact, dive back in safely, and McCall realized all is well. Ball and a strike, two outs. The pitch, Holmes runs, but it's fouled away to the left side over the rooftop. And it's 1-2. Joe Naranjo was taken 101st overall, third rounder, 3 years ago out of Ayala High School in Chino Hills, California. Lardner's pitch. That is hit high in the air in a shallow left. In comes Kevin Richards. He's there for the one-hand catch above his cap. And the seventh inning has come, and it has gone. And the Lugnuts finish the seventh, one run closer. Mac Lardner finishes the seventh with another bagel to put up there on the scoreboard. Four runs allowed by Lardner in the fourth, scoreless fifth, scoreless sixth, scoreless seventh. And we go to the eighth inning. It's time for some business. It's 4-2. Lake County is leading Lansing.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. empowering us to do more. Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And now to the eighth. And it's 4-2. The Lugnuts are down at Lake County in the first game of a six-game series. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Tyler Soderstrom leads off the eighth inning, followed by McDonald and Richards. And the first pitch to Soderstrom. Fastball called a strike, a high strike on the outside corner. There's a new man on the mound for Lake County as we open up this top of the eighth inning. Nuts down by two. Here it comes. Outside. One ball and one strike. It is Jordan Jones, the right-hander, out of Seattle, Washington. 16th rounder 3 years ago. Jones brings it. Soderstrom fouls it off on the ground left side and hopping past manager Pohl. The bearded Jones gets his sign out of the stretch. This is a 1-2. High. Fastball very, very high. And Soderstrom not even tempted. This is the 18th appearance of the year for Jordan Jones. He has allowed 8 home runs. His ERA is 6.0. Out a 2-2 pitch for Soderstrom. On its way. A breaking ball is outside. He hoped for it. He didn't get it. You know, this feels like a 3-2 fastball is coming against a guy that you don't want him to know what's coming. Might as well walk him. Payoff pitch to Tyler Soderstrom. Outside ball four. He took some steps toward first, and then he stopped, and he swung his bat around four-handed back toward the third base side dugout. That is such a scary sight for a pitcher when Tyler Soderstrom is in the zone. And he arrived on Lake County, and the zone was here waiting for him. Jared McDonald up, 1-for-3 with a single. Struck out each of his first two times, then lined a base hit over the second baseman Bracho his last time. He's the tying run. The pitch, a slider on the outside corner, out of called strike one. 4 in the fourth inning for Lake County. 1 in the sixth, 1 in the seventh, and now the Lugnuts are batting in the eighth, down 4-2, out hitting the Captains 9-7. Right-hander against right-hander, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. It went right back to the breaking ball. Nothing at 2. Jordan Jones last year was a starter for these Captains. Made 20 starts. Finished with a record of 3-10 with a 4.63 ERA, but he only allowed 5 home runs last year in 89 and one-third innings. He delivers. Swing and a miss. Strikes out McDonald on a fastball away. One down. Still 8 home runs this year in 30 and now one-third innings. And when batters hit the ball against him, they put it into play in the air. And this is a bad ballpark for a pitcher to pitch if he's a fly ball pitcher. Takes on the slugging Kevin Richards. Soderstrom at first, one out. 4-2 Caps, the pitch. Breaking ball down and blocked well by Amditas to keep Soderstrom at first base.
There's that lurking tension. Lake County has opened up the second half 1-2. The Lugnuts opened it up 0-3. Naranjo holds Soderstrom on at first base. Here's the pitch. That's called a strike. These two teams met before here in Lake County at the very end of April in a series that ended on May the 1st, and the Lugnuts split the six-game series. The break even 1-1 now. Long hold. Jones throws. Breaking ball hit high in the air out in the left center. Rodriguez is over in front of the track, makes the catch. Soderstrom back to first base. Kevin Richards just missed it. And now with two outs, it's Denzel Clark. Speaking of power hitters, there's a lot of threat right now when you look at the players who comprise this Lugnuts order. Maybe we haven't seen much of it, but every now and then we get that taste. Like Soderstrom's home run in the sixth inning of all the power potential. Swing and a miss, strike one on a first pitch fastball. Clark is 2-for-3 today with two singles and a strikeout his last time. 4-2, the Lugnuts are down in the eighth inning. Here it comes. Ground ball left side and past the diving Tolentino, a base hit to left. Jonathan Rodriguez plays it into third. Soderstrom's up to second on Denzel Clark's third single of the game. Patrick McCall is coming up with the tying runs aboard. McCall today has walked, flied out to deep left, and grounded out to second. Left-handed batter against Jordan Jones, looking for the final out of the eighth. Looks back at Soderstrom, then pitches. Strike called on the inside corner. I should mention with Jones that he is much tougher on left-handed batters like McCall than right-handed batters. Lefty's hitting 220 against him, righty's hitting 303. The pitch, low. One ball and one strike. Here's the difference, though. He is much more inclined to walk a left-handed batter. Against fewer left-handed batters, he has walked 10, compared to 7 walks given out to right-handers. A time called. Catcher Amditas goes to the hill. So, they're consulting the scouting report right now on McCall. The shortstop Tolentino came to the mound, and the pitcher Jones, looking in his baseball cap to consult the scouting report, then dropped the cap. That's okay. Everybody trying to figure out, get on the same page here. What is he going to throw to McCall on 1-1? 2-1-2 out. McCall lays off the off-speed, buried. 2 balls and 1 strike. There was a period of time this year where Pat McCall was not getting a lot of playing time. That has changed. He is now getting much more time, and it does feel like he's getting into much more of a groove. A 2-1 pitch. Check swing, foul at home plate. 2-2. I think that caught the home plate umpire Jackson shaking off some pain on his right hand. Soderstrom's at second. He walked to lead off the inning. Clark is at first. He singled with two outs. The Lugnuts are batting top of the eighth, and they're down 4-2. Patrick McCall waits on Jordan Jones, who sets, throws. High fly ball, walloped out to center. Halpin's on the run in front of the track to make the catch. The ballpark hung on, and McCall and the Lugnuts are retired in the top of the eighth inning. A good-looking swing, a loud third out, 7.5 complete. To the bottom of the eighth, it's still 4-2. Captains on top of the Lugnuts.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 855-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
There's no Adam at my side. He'll rejoin me in a couple of days. Coming your way from East Lake, Ohio, the home of the Lake County Captains, the Cleveland Guardians affiliate, who have scheduled the Lugnuts for 18 meetings this year, and right now they've won 5 out of the 9. They're leading the Lugnuts by a 4-2 score, going to the bottom of the 8th. So the last chance for the Caps to add some insurance. And then we'll go to the 9th inning, and we'll see the Lugnuts 9-1-2 hitters in Anales, Swift, and Butler. And if anybody reaches, then Winkler, Soderstrom, and onward. But first, the bottom of the 8th inning, and the lefty Mack Lardner back in. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one, by Alexfri Planez. Planez is 1-for-3 to extend his hitting streak to 12 games. Lardner throws, fouled straight back to the netting, nothing and two. It was a double by Planez back in the 4th inning. Sent Jonah Ronjo, who had walked off to third base, against Lardner. And Petey Halpin followed with an inside-the-park homer. A pitch, swing and a miss. It escapes the catcher, Soderstrom. Planez rushes for first, and the throw down hits off the runner. It bounces down the right field line. Planez is safe. Tyler Soderstrom trying to pelt it down to the first baseman, McCall, his throw, and it glanced right off Planez's body. So it goes down as a strikeout, but then a drop third strike and the runner is on. And Mack Lardner records his 6th K. And with that, here comes the pitching coach, Don Schulze. And also with that, we see some action in the Lugnuts pen. And it's Angelo Infante. Infante is warming up right now in the Lugnuts bullpen.
Number 10, Infante warming up.
Home plate umpire Ken Jackson goes out to the mound to break up the mound conference. Meanwhile, Pat McCall has a word at first base with Planez. That was called a wild pitch for Lardner on the drop third strike. The pitch to Halpin, fouled up and away off the left side into the crowd. Petey Halpin, 1-for-3 with his inside the park home run. The pitch, fouled off to the netting. No balls and two strikes. The runner at first base, Planez, 1-for-1 in stealing bases. He is not a threat to go. Or so you would think, with the lefty Lardner out there staring him down. 0-2. Away. One ball and two strikes. With the drop third strike to open up this inning, there is the chance for an inning with more than 3 strikeouts. Lugnuts earlier this year had a 4 strikeout inning. Lardner's pitch. Check swing. It was down. Let's see if there's an appeal. Soderstrom wants the appeal. Ken Jackson says, did he? No, he did not, says the bases umpire Diedrich. Jackson was diverted and trying to get some more baseballs from the bat boy, and Tyler Soderstrom was saying, come on now, come on. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Most strikeouts that I've ever seen in one inning is 5, with 2 drop third strikes. The pitch, that's popped up in the infield. Shortstop Swift comes toward the mound. He wants it. He takes it with the third baseman Winkler close at hand. 1 out. Jonathan Rodriguez is waiting on deck. 2 runs on 10 hits. 1 error for the Lugnuts. 4 runs, 7 hits. 1 error for the Captains. We're right now, I would say, 2 hours and 20 minutes into this game. Planas at first, 1 out. 4-2 Lake County. The pitch. Jonathan Rodriguez ends it up high, very high out to right, where Lawrence Butler locates and comes in with a one-hand squeeze. Back to first, Planes. 2 outs. Mac Lardner. Look, it did not begin well. First 3 batters against him all reached and scored. 3 batters later, Gabriel Rodriguez homered. So that was 4 runs against him on 3 hits and a walk in the first 6 batters. But since then, this is good. And if he gets Milan Tolentino, he will have worked through 5 innings of relief. He throws. Planez runs. Pitch swung out and missed. Throw down by Soderstrom is perfect. Tagged by Swift. Not in time. Planez got to the backside of the bag and eluded the tag. And here comes Phil Pohl to argue this one. Oh, Soderstrom's throw was right there. Drew Swift was waiting. Planez is discussing it with Angeles. Drew Swift goes over to tell him, you know you are out. And Phil Pohl checks in with the bases umpire Diedrich. The question on this one is, did Planez get around Swift's tag? And apparently he did, as Phil Pohl jogs back to the third baseside dugout. Planez's 2nd stolen base of the year. It was looking like Tyler Soderstrom had a 3-runner thrown out night. He had cut down runners to end the 2nd and 3rd innings. And now Lardner deals to Tolentino. Swing and a miss. And the count is 0-2. Well, Jake Walkinshaw went the first 3 innings. He allowed 3 singles. He walked nobody. He struck out 3. He was brilliant. And Lardner since the 4th. To finish off the 8th, Tolentino bounces one towards 2nd. Anales gloves. Hunter heads to McCall at 1st. And the inning is over. So 5 innings of relief for Mac Lardner. And the final 4 of those were all scoreless innings. As a matter of fact, he only allowed 1 hit over those final 4. But as we go to the 9th, the Lugnuts continue to trail. It is the Captains 4, the Lugnuts 2.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The series opener at Lake County goes to the 9th. Lugnuts are down 4-2, with 9-1-2 coming up in Angeles, Swift, and Butler. Lake County is sticking with right-hander Jordan Jones. It's a Rebiel Angeles first, righty versus righty. Jones throws, breaking ball low and away, ball one. And Angeles is 2-for-3 today. A smash of a single to third and a bunt single toward third. Jones steps back, lifts the leg, brings it. Foul back. Fastball in on the hands. One ball and one strike. Angeles 2-for-3. On deck, Drew Swift, who is 2-for-4. And then the power of Lawrence Butler, Jack Winkler, and Tyler Soderstrom. Jones tosses. Slider swerves outside. Lugnuts runs came in the sixth inning, a Soderstrom homer. And in the seventh inning, Angeles coming in on the throwing error by left fielder Rodriguez. Here's the pitch. Fastball fouled back to the netting. 2-2. Tanner Bibee tossed the first five innings scorelessly for the captains. Then Davis Sharp allowed each of those runs in the sixth and in the seventh. The seventh was unearned. Jordan Jones fired a scoreless eighth. And on Jones for the ninth with the bullpen quiet behind him. A step back, the leg kick, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got Angeles to chase it very high. Climbed the ladder and struck him out. One away, top of the order time, and Drew Swift. Lugnuts need a base runner to bring the tying run up there. Jones deals to Swift. Fastball high, taken for ball one. Skies have darkened above. Lake County has the 4-2 lead. One out in the ninth. Here it is. Fastball called a strike at the letters on the inside corner. That's the pitch that Jack Winkler has hated. Hated that call. Thinking that that ball was up and in. Swift just turned, checked in, nodded. Now 1-1. A breaking ball served on the ground right side. Backhanded by shortstop Tolentino. Long throw. Dug at it first by Naranjo. That is beautiful baseball. Milan Tolentino going deep to his right with the backhand and then throwing it all the way across the diamond where the sweet fielding Joe Naranjo was ready to receive. Drew Swift, with all of his great speed, beaten at the bag. Two outs, nobody on for Lawrence Butler. Butler bats left. The righty Jones lets it fly. Misses outside with a fastball. If Butler gets on, oh, you'll hear some anticipatory energy from all the Jack Winkler fans who've shown up, because it's Winkler waiting on deck. Lugnuts down 4-2 in the ninth. Here's the pitch. Low and away. 2-0. It's get on base by any means possible if you're Butler. With great, great speed. Two balls and no strikes. Does he take till he gets a strike? The pitch is on its way. He takes outside. 3-0. Jones is just missing arm side. And with that, we do see some action in the Lake County pen. Sidewinder is getting warmed up down the right side into the corner. On the 3-0, Butler taking all the way, and that's a fastball for a called strike. I wonder if he takes all the way here on 3-1. And Butler is 0-for-4 with three strikeouts. The pitch from Jones. He swings away and flies it out to center field. Halpin rushes in. Shortstop Tolentino is out. It's Halpin who makes the catch. And this ball game is over. So the Lake County Captains take game one of this six-game series. The final score, Lake County 4, Lansing 2. Two runs on 10 hits, one error for the Lugnuts. They fall to 0-4 and 25-45 in the second half, or 25-45 overall. Lake County improves to 2-2 at 37-33 for the year. Time of the game unofficially was 2 hours and 29 minutes. Tanner Bibee picks up the win. Bibee with the win is now 2-1. Losing pitcher is Mac Lardner, who falls to 2-2. Jordan Jones does record the save. So now this ends us looking ahead to tomorrow night. Stevie Emanuel's on the bump against Aaron Davenport of the Caps. Game time 7 p.m. I'll have your pregame show likely for you around 6:50 or thereabouts. Adam Jackson will join me on Thursday. Joey Estes gets the ball on Thursday. Blake Beers on Friday. Jack Owen Saturday. And Osvaldo Barrios on Sunday. As we look back upon this game, the highlights of it. For the Lugnuts offense, even in the losing cause, a three-hit game for Denzel Clark. A two-hit game for Eurybio Anales and Drew Swift. And Tyler Soderstrom was marvelous. He singled, he homered, and when I say homer, he crushed it out to right center. He walked, and he threw out two Lake County captains at second base, one trying to advance on a ball in the dirt, and the other one simply trying to steal second, and he said no, sir, to both of them. He might have thrown out three, except in the bottom of the eighth inning, Alexfrey Planez was ruled safe at the bag. But Soderstrom, offensively, defensively, outstanding. Jake Walkinshaw, his battery mate to start the game, looked great in his Lugnuts debut. Three scoreless innings, no walks, three strikeouts, only allowed three singles. And then Mac Lardner, it was a rude welcome, gave up an inside-the-park three-run homer to Petey Halpin on a ball that Lawrence Butler gave up on, decided that he could not field. It was out of play in the right-side bullpen for Lake County. And the bases umpire Nathan Diedrich says, yes, you can field it, and awarded the inside-the-park home run. And then a solo shot by Gabriel Rodriguez later in that first frame that Lardner pitched, the bottom of the fourth. And then after that, Lardner, exceptional. Scoreless fifth, scoreless sixth, scoreless seventh, scoreless eighth. Only one infield single, the only hit against him after the home run hit by Gabriel Rodriguez. He walked three, but he only walked one from the fifth through the eighth onward. And overall in the game, he struck out six. Lardner really recovered well, albeit tonight in the losing cause. That'll do it from Classic Park in Lake County. The Lugnuts fall in defeat. We'll check in with you tomorrow night for game two of the six-game series. Thank you so much for keeping me company tonight. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's wishing you well. Once more, your final score. The Captains 4, the Lugnuts 2. This has been Lugnuts Baseball. Good night from East Lake, Ohio, and Classic Park.